When the White House celebrates St. Patrick's Day today, its traditional shamrock ceremony will be notable for who was invited and who was not. The Five Sisters of Robert McCartney will be there. Robert McCartney is a Northern Irish Catholic who was stabbed and beaten to death outside a pub favored by members of the Irish Republican Army. His sisters have mounted a campaign to get the killers arrested, and they're accusing the IRA of intimidating witnesses.
And for the first time since Northern Irish parties settled on a peace agreement, Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams will not be at the White House. Sinn Féin has long been viewed as the political voice of the IRA. Yesterday, President Bush had this to say about why the politicians from Northern Ireland were left off the guest list.
It's very important that people understand that the parties must renounce violence. There's a Good Friday Agreement laid out the way forward for peace in Northern Ireland, and this administration and our government strongly supports those steps. But tomorrow's message will be, we want to thank those in civil society who are working hard to achieve a peaceful resolution.
This could have been a joyous year for Sinn Féin. It's celebrating its 100th anniversary. Instead, Sinn Féin is fending off accusations it was complicit in a $50 million bank robbery blamed by both the Irish and British governments on the IRA. That robbery is the most spectacular in a long list of bank heists, hijackings, murders, and shakedowns the IRA is being blamed for and which have given it a reputation as a criminal enterprise. The robbery is the most spectacular and as a criminal enterprise. It is not just the White House, but longtime supporters of Sinn Féin who are snubbing the group after the Robert McCartney murder. Senator Edward Kennedy, for one, who refused to meet with Gerry Adams this St. Patrick's Day. The Sinn Féin leader joined us in our studios, and I asked him about the McCartney murder.
The IRA was not involved in the killing of Robert McCartney. It was brutal, it was a crime, it was wrong. And I support the McCartney family in their quest for justice.
Are you saying the IRA was not involved, as in IRA men were not wielding the knife?
Oh, there were undoubtedly individuals involved in this, and the IRA have drummed them out. They have expelled them from their ranks. It was a crime committed by individuals who have no role to play in the peace process, and for anyone to try and blame Sinn Féin, I think it's a grievous mistake and a disservice to the process.
Well, certainly one thing that revived, if interest was flagging in this story, certainly here in America, was the news that the IRA, by its own description, offered to shoot the men involved in the killing of Robert McCartney. How can the IRA think that that would be an appropriate response?
Well, I don't speak for the IRA, and I certainly don't think that that would be either a satisfactory or a wise action. The fact is, what the IRA said was that it was prepared to shoot these people. So, no matter how much we may disagree with such a course of action, I think it certainly dispels any doubt that the IRA either approves of or covered up the murder.
Let's take a moment and look back. Tell us what the original Sinn Féin was fighting for in 1905.
Well, Sinn Féin was formed at a time when Ireland was coming out of the horrors of the Great Hunger, sometimes referred to as a famine, but was actually what led to an awful lot of Irish people coming to the United States of America in coffin ships. And then there was a huge sort of flowering, and almost a national renaissance of people being proud to be Irish. And, of course, those who thought that the Irish people deserved and have the right to govern ourselves and could surely do it far better than anyone else. That led to the establishment of a broad movement called Sinn Féin. Basically, it means independence. Nowadays, there are, of course, former IRA people involved in Sinn Féin, but we're a separate organisation. Contrary, you know, to the common sort of lingo is that Sinn Féin is the political wing of the IRA, or contrary ways that the IRA is the military wing of Sinn Féin. Membership of the IRA is illegal.
Well, Mr. Adams, if Sinn Féin is separate from the IRA, and that connection is a terrible distraction and is even hurting Sinn Féin politically, what is Sinn Féin doing to not just distance itself from the IRA, but actually pressure the IRA to disarm and ultimately disband, and not just ultimately, soon.
Well, first of all, Rene, how is it hurting Sinn Féin politically? Every election we stand in, people endorse our position. You shouldn't anyone make the mistake of thinking that a media focus on an issue amounts to the removal of political mandates. The people have the right, and the people have spoken, and the people have said they support the Sinn Féin position. Now, to answer your question directly, I want to see an end to the IRA. But let no one think that what the British government could not do in 30 years of war, with the most repressive operation, what they could not do, the likes of me has no possibility. What we have to do...
You are the people. If the IRA is not influenced by its own people, the people it is presumably fighting for, who would influence it?
Well, I'm agreeing with you. We're not at odds here. I mean, I do believe we will be successful. I've just said that. You have to appreciate the IRA is now in the 10th year of its cessations and has proven its willingness to enhance genuine efforts to build the peace process. And I think that that's going to continue, and it's certainly my endeavour to make sure that that continues. So while not diminishing or in any way minimising the difficulties in the process, I also have to say that there is time and room for optimism and for seeing beyond the headline of the moment.
You're here in the United States on St. Patrick's Day. Why spend St. Patrick's Day here, and in particular at this moment in time, when American politicians, at least, are not willing to meet with you?
Well, first of all, Senator Kennedy is the only one. I mean, we only had an arrangement with him, and he's the only one. And I don't try to disguise my disappointment. Now, we're here because America has played a leadership role in this process. We're here because Ireland is a very, very small nation of 5 million people. And if it's left between an English government and the people who live in the island of Ireland, it's David and Goliath. So we looked away back 15 years or so ago for those who were outside that box. And we looked to our own diaspora. And we looked to Irish America. And Irish America responded magnificently to the possibility of building peace. And we owe a debt to people here. So I come because of the importance of all of that, and because we're building for the future.
Gerry Adams is the leader of the Irish political party, Sinn Féin.